I'd ask that you give the choir a few minutes of your time this morning. You know, whenever there's a new decision that's being made, there's an important part to every new believer's step or walk in their faith. And it's one of the things is determining what exactly is it that we believe. And we're here to proclaim to you this morning what we believe in song this morning. It's entitled, This We Believe. And you'll hear such songs that you know from old, songs that you probably have never heard. But you'll hear the message, this is what we believe this morning. So I'd ask that you just worship with us this morning. Remember, He brought us up out of a horrible pit, set our feet on the solid rock, and established our glories. He even put a new song in our heart, amen? And that's what we're going to sing about this morning. It's the testimony that we're going to give to you this morning. So just worship with us. Get those hands up, get your feet ready to stomp, and your hands ready to clap. Just worship with us this morning as we present This We Believe.
Christ the Lord,
who was promised to the people of Israel,
who came in the flesh to dwell among us,
who announced the coming of the rule of God,
who gathered disciples and taught them,
who died on the cross to free us from sin,
who rose from the dead to give us life and hope,
who reigns in heaven at the right hand of God,
who comes to judge and bring justice to victory. We believe God has made us His people
to invite others to follow Christ,
to proclaim forgiveness of sins and hope,
to bear witness to the power of love over hate,
and to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Lord over all.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did it to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins.
He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we are healed. We are like sheep. We've all wandered off and gotten lost. We've all gone our own way, done our own thing. And God has piled all of our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him.
He set aside his beauty. He set aside his majesty to carry all our sorrows, come and bear our griefs. When we were sheep and gone astray, the man of sorrow made the way.
Began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became like dead men.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you.
From the beginning, I treasured everything he ever said or did. My heart is a living scrapbook of all the seasons of his life. There are three moments I go back over and over. As I relive them, the truth of each sustains me, and my heart proclaims, I believe. I see him in the manger, tiny and helpless, and I remember the day the angel appeared and told me I was chosen. I recall the gentle flutter inside my womb that told me he was there. I believe. I see him suffering on a cross, and this mother's heart is broken. I watch him die, but I know it was written long ago that this day would come. And once again, I believe. I see him in the tomb, the body I once held, now lifeless behind the stone. And I draw from the deepest well of courage and strength to say, I believe. I see the morning of the third day, the moment he appeared and said that all had been accomplished, and he would return to his Father and prepare a place for me. And rejoicing, I believe. The one who was alive in me for 9 months would now be alive in me forever. The treasures of my heart weave a tapestry of faith in my God, my King, my Son. I believe.
She holds him close, her baby son, as wise men view the Holy One. So amazed at what she's done, and she cries. She draws him gently to her breast, his tiny feet and hands caress, not knowing just why she was blessed, and she cries. She cries with tears of joy.
Oh,
believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.